Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And I had resisted it and fought against being on television for a very, very long time. And then one summer, I was just praying about things, and as I prayed, it's a long story, but I mean, boom, like that. I wanted to be on television. I got so excited about being on television, I knew exactly what my television program was going to be like. I even sat down and drew a mock-up of the way the set would look, and I knew I wasn't going to be in a three-piece suit. And the Lord showed me exactly how to do it, and I got so excited I couldn't even sleep at night. And that was so radically different than the way I had felt for decades that it got my attention. I thought, God, is this you? And so I began to pray. And what I began to do was get really serious, seeking the Lord, making sure I wasn't goofing off and wasting my time, but that I was truly had my heart set on the Lord. And I told Jamie, and you know, Jamie was just instantly, this is God. And I thought, that's a great confirmation. Amen. Right there. My wife was in agreement. So that encouraged me. And within 2 months, I had two of my board members come to me separately, independent of each other, and say, God told me that it's time for you to go on television. And this started happening, and that started happening, and pretty soon I had it confirmed that it was God. And long story, but everything worked out. And the Lord spoke to me in 1999, right before we went on television, and said, you're just now starting your ministry. If you would have died before this time, you would have missed what I had for you. And when we started on television, January the 3rd, 2000, is when our ministry just exploded exponentially. Everything began to work. And that was God. And you know what? I never did hear an audible voice. I didn't have somebody prophesy. I had just all of a sudden a desire changed, and I knew that it was such a radical departure. I sought the Lord about, and it was just a desire of my heart, and that's how God led me. When I started the Bible school, I had never wanted a Bible school because I had seen other people graduate from Bible schools and go out and make a total mess of everything and have somebody's name on them, and I didn't want that on my conscience or to my account. I didn't want a Bible school. I had people say, you ought to start a Bible school. And I said, not me. I'm not starting a Bible school. And in 1993, the summer of 93, God in 1 week just showed me how we could do a Bible school different than just knowledge, how we could actually affect a person's character, how we could mentor them, practical stuff. And all of a sudden, my desire just changed from that direction to this direction overnight. And I sought it out and sought the Lord, and I did what I wanted to do. And you know, in hindsight now, that's going to be, I believe, one of the biggest ways that I have of impacting the body of Christ is through a Bible school. I believe that it's tremendous. We are now trained. We've got thousands of people, if you can include all of our schools and stuff, thousands of people, and those people are going out. In Uganda alone, just a couple of Bible school graduates are reaching over 250,000 people per week and discipling them. The president and first lady are being touched, and an entire nation of Uganda is being changed. We are seeing awesome things happening through the people that we are pouring our lives into, and they're going out and multiplying our effectiveness. And you know what? All that started by me just all of a sudden having a desire in my heart. That's how God leads you. You know, I need to bring this to a close. I don't ever finish. I just quit. I can't summarize everything. But let me give you one other point that has really made a difference in my life. And that is that the Scripture says in 1 Corinthians 6:17. He that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. And the Greek word is hes, H-E-I-S. It means a singular one to the exclusion of another. Your born-again spirit is united with the Holy Spirit, and they are one. And you know, Jamie and I, the Bible says that when you get married that you become one flesh. One of the ways that I knew Jamie was going to be my wife was because we were just so one. We were one nearly before we got married. Jamie would help me minister to people. She would be in my Bible studies, and I depended on her, and I knew what Jamie was thinking. I could tell you by looking at her. I knew Jamie frontwards and backwards. She knew me, and we were just one. When we got married, it might have taken an hour before we were completely normal, about the way we are right now. It was just like this was natural. It was the way it was always supposed to be. We were just one. What I'm saying is, if you can become one to a degree with a person, imagine what this is saying when you are one with the Holy Spirit. Whatever the Holy Spirit knows, the mind of Christ you have in your born-again spirit. Galatians 5:22 and 23 says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. That's true of the Holy Spirit, but since you're one with the Holy Spirit, that's also true of your spirit. Your spirit is full of love and joy and peace and long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Your spirit and the Holy Spirit are one. So anyway, there's a lot of points out of that, but here's one thing that really helps. That the Holy Spirit and your spirit know all things. 1 John 2:20. You have an unction from the Holy One, and you, not with your peanut brain, but the spirit, mind of Christ part of you, knows all things. You just know things. So here's my point. When the Holy Spirit leads you, He communicates with your spirit. The Holy Spirit and your spirit are one. And you just know things. You know all things. So, the Holy Spirit doesn't say, Susan, Rob, Bob, I want you to go do this. See, this is what we're looking for. God, tell me what to do. And you want Him to say, Andrew, I want you to do this. God doesn't talk to you that way. God communicates spirit to spirit with your spirit, and your spirit just knows what God wants you to do. And so your spirit doesn't say, well, God says. No, your spirit says, here's what I want to do. And you hear it in the first person. And you think, well, this is me. It is you. Your born again self. Your born again self knows what the will of God is. And your born again spirit isn't going to say, thus saith the Lord. It's just going to say, I feel like going over and talking to this person. I feel like telling that person that God loves them. And many people miss it because it's not the third person where, thus saith the Lord, go talk to this person. You're expecting it to come from the outside, but your spirit is one with the Lord and you know things, and by the time it comes to your brain, it's just, well, I feel a compassion for this person. I couldn't tell you how many times I have just felt something. And as far as I could tell, it was me. But see, here again is where the word, the sword, comes into play. My flesh does not love other people more than me. My flesh is selfish. So is yours. My flesh will only think about myself and advance myself and forget everybody else. You know, in the natural, without God, you are the center of the universe. The world revolves around you. For you to have compassion and love and want to bless somebody else and to do something like that, it's not the devil. It's not just you. It's your born-again spirit. It's like I said about going to Bible school. People say, well, I want to go more than anything, but I'm just not sure it's God. And I tell them, oh, yeah, well, it may be the devil that told you to go to Bible school and sit under the Word for 4 hours a day and spend 2 years saturating yourself in the Word. That sounds like the flesh. That sounds like a lost, degenerate person. That sounds like the devil. You know what? If you have a desire to go to Bible school, boing, you know, just open up your eyes. It's got to be a spirit man on the inside of you. It's not the flesh that wants you to study the Word. If you have love and compassion for somebody, it's God. The Bible says that God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. When you feel love, and I'm not talking about lust, Again, the Word of God can distinguish between lust and love. Man, I'm not even going to go there, but I could spend an hour explaining that. But there's a difference between lust, selfish things, and true compassion, godly love. When you feel love flow out of you towards a person, God is love. So you take that feeling, you go to 1 John 4:8, God is love, and say, well, this is God flowing through me to this person. And you just follow it up and minister to them, and miracles take place. I remember a service where there was a woman sitting in the back of the church. I'd never seen this lady. I was pastoring a church, and I'd never seen this lady. She was a visitor. And I mean, the moment I got up, it's just like there was a spotlight on her. She stood out of everybody in the whole church. And I was just drawn towards this lady. It wasn't a physical attraction. It was the love of God flowing out. And I could hardly wait for me to get through talking so that I could minister to her, because I knew it was God. And so I called this woman forward and I said, come up here. God's got a word for you. I didn't have a thing to say to her. I didn't know one thing to say, but I just knew that if compassion is flowing, that's God. And God will always minister to a person and give you what to say. So I called this woman up feeling nothing but just compassion for this woman. And when this woman got up here, I didn't know anything about her, and I just started praying. And I said, you know, God loves you. Well, that's pretty easy to say for anybody. And that's how I just started. I said, God loves you, and I can see that you've been grieving. You've lost. And see, when I started and just stepped out because I felt love and compassion, immediately God started using me. And I said, you've been grieving. And then I said, as a matter of fact, you've lost somebody. Somebody close to you has died. And I said, it's always bad to lose somebody, but the worst thing is you are believing for their healing.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM237 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday.
I'd like to invite you to join me on our website. And I tell you, it is one of the best websites available. We have so much material for you. Hundreds of my teachings are available as free downloads. You can watch over 8 years of these television programs. You can watch or listen to about 12 years, I think it is, of radio programs. Also, my living commentary is on there, and you can get a sample of that and sign up for that. I tell you, I'm really excited about that. There's just so many ways that you could be blessed, and I think it'd be a blessing to you. So please join us on the web at awmi.net.